Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red Light Podcast Redux. I am your host, Gina Savage. Today, I am joined with comedians Angel Salazar from the movies, so many, Punchline, Carlito's Way, Scarface, notably Scarface, everyone knows you from Scarface, and Christy Miller, who is a stand-up, plays all nationally, appears regularly, as you do, Angel, at the Broadway Comedy Club. You've opened for Paul Mooney and Andrew Dice Clay.
Yep.
And so we welcome you, and we welcome WROM radio listeners in Detroit, internet users worldwide, and subscribers. All right, enough with that. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's happening? Before we go on, I have a question. Where's the bedroom?
Where's the bedroom? He's in the... This is... You're in it.
Oh,
okay.
The red room, not the bedroom.
The red room.
It's the red room.
Red room, okay.
Of the Red Light Podcast.
Shut
so,
out.
Yeah, so you're... So, you know, let's start with that. First, I'm going to tell folks how I met you, because those that listen to the program know that I worked at Caroline's in 19 blah 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 blah. And so we know each other like 20 years, actually, Angel. And you were the first performer that I ever saw when I came to visit a friend of mine that worked at Caroline's, and you were the performer on stage, and Check It Out was your signature line. This is 95. So where did that, right off the bat, where did Check It Out come from?
When I was going to acting school, you know, doing bartending jobs here in New York City, Times Square, there are a lot of peddlers selling things on the street.
The peddlers.
The peddlers. And they go, check it out, check this out. And so I catch the phrase from the peddlers.
Oh, that's it. And yeah, you've been checking it out ever since.
Yeah, I remember I go to the comic strip when Lucian Holden was alive.
Lucian.
Right? And
yes.
I go on a stage, and somebody said to Lucian, yo, the Spanish kid is very funny. He's really great. He goes, what are you talking about? He only said, check it out. That's what he said. He got no material. That's what he said, check it out.
Like, you know, you were something back then, and you're something now. So you came to this country from Cuba. You like a, did you swam to like Guantanamo? I heard something.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay. With, so you're 14 years old.
14 years old. Yeah.
Donald Trump wouldn't like that.
No.
Gonzalez stole his ex.
Yeah. Ilian Gonzalez. Yeah. Exactly. I think he's yeah.
Yeah. That's where they have the what you call it, the terrorist right now, Guantanamo
yeah.
base, on the
yep.
Navy base.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's where I swam to.
You swam there.
Yeah.
How many miles is that?
It was like in Cuba, a lot of European countries, kilometers, right? Kilometers.
Okay.
So it was 8 kilometers, which is miles-wise would be about 5-6 miles.
Okay, that's a pretty,
yeah.
You know, sufficient distance
right.
for a...
That's
yeah.
the Cuban triathlon right there.
So that's a pretty amazing thing to have done, right? I mean, and you got political asylum, and then you
yes.
come here.
You come here and... went to acting school, you know.
All right, that just doesn't happen like that. You just didn't come here and go, did you? You didn't just get off the, you know, the.
Oh no!
The,
no!
Yeah, you did.
You didn't just get off the boat.
No, right?
You didn't just get off the
Hollywood. No, it was not like that. No.
Like all strippers, he got off the boat.
He got off the boat. You're 14. Do you know you're going to be an actor at 14? What were you doing in Cuba?
No. Yeah, I always want to be an actor. I come from an artistic family, you know.
Okay.
Musicians, people in the theater and all that. So I always want to be an actor.
I like the Cuban people.
I love acting, watching American films.
Yes.
Like Tony Montana in the movie. Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney.
Right. So you came here, and your foster family, because I know you grew up in a foster family, they facilitated this for you? They helped you out, you know,
yes,
getting you started?
Yeah, because what happened, the church, they find you a location, a housing. If you have nobody here, no family, they put you in a place.
Okay.
The church, you know?
The church put you in a place.
Yeah, the church, yeah.
Yeah.
Since God, they put me with a woman in the house, not just Catholic priest, you know?
Yes. Yeah, because God only knows. Nothing there, Christy? That's
nope.
all you right there.
Uh-huh. Those are my people.
What, the priest?
No.
Yeah, because we both have a lot in common.
Oh, yeah?
We like younger men.
Young boys.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out.
So you went to acting school. You went to a world renowned act. You went to Lee Strasberg.
Correct. Yes,
yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
See, what people don't, when they look at you, and as long as I know you, they don't look at you and think, this guy is an accomplished, you know, theater, you know,
thespian,
right. Lee Strasberg student of the arts. They're not thinking, but you are. You're
yes,
like
I
indeed,
am.
And the thing I think that I like about you, Angel, is like underneath, like you're like a real Angel, like a real dude.
Yeah, he is
a real freaking dude.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Speaking of ladies, let's talk about this. I mean, all right, we're going to get to Scarface and all that stuff in a minute, but why is, I'm going to ask Christy, she knows you a good time. Why is Angel so popular with the ladies? Why are you so popular with the ladies?
Angel is very charming, and yeah. He's also 3'8". So they don't take him seriously. They don't get intimidated by him. No, I'm kidding. No, Angel's very charming, and he's very sweet. And he knows how to treat women.
Yeah,
because that's right.
No, because my height.
But it's very less intimidating.
Do you compensate for your height in other ways?
Yeah.
He has a lot of wine.
Yeah, a lot of wine.
He came with
a lot of wine. And they like the fact that I'm a straight shooter. You know, like I don't brag about it. A girl wants to go to the Olive Garden with me. I say, honey, I tell you, I got no money. I'm broke, baby. You better pay for it.
And the Olive Garden is a lovely choice.
The Olive Garden is where all people go.
Olive Garden for all of your...
When you're here, your family figures, because my family hates me.
Yeah. Mm. No, but you know what? Yeah, no, I guess I'm very, like Christy said, charming with girls. And women love a guy with a sense of humor, right?
Oh, that's
women love sense of humor. Angel's hilarious just hanging out with him. And... But he's sweet, though, but he's very complimentary. He makes that woman, whoever she is for the night, feel like she's there for two nights. Like, she's the most special 48-hour lay he's ever had, and little does she know, she's only going to be there, like, 23.
Yeah, that's 23 right. hours, and then you just kick them
out. That's right.
Kick them out.
Yeah, but my real-life story is sometimes funnier than that was going on the stage. Like, this weekend, I crashed my Lamborghini at the Brooklyn Bridge, according to some... big manager named Jack Winner.
Okay, no one understood that. I'm going to be...
Okay. So, wait a minute.
Slowly, yeah, for our listeners.
Translate.
There was something, I heard Lamborghini. Lamborghini. You take it away.
So this is from the Angel to English Dictionary.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Jack Winner, who claims he's this unknown guy on Facebook who claims that he's Angel's manager, he's my manager, and he manages like random hot chicks that Angel knows because he's trying. I think he wants to be Angel. I think he's obsessed.
So Jack Winner
posted, he hacked into Angel's Facebook account and posted on his page that he was crashed his Lamborghini off the Brooklyn Bridge and went overboard and that nobody could find him.
So
I asked, did they check the glove compartment?
That was very funny, Chrissy. I like that one. I also like another person to go, wait a minute, if you crash on the Brooklyn Bridge, why are they looking for you in the Hudson River? Shouldn't you look on the East River?
Yeah,
right?
that would make plenty of sense. Oh my God!
They say the Coast Guard don't know anything about geography.
Doesn't have GPS.
GPS, right?
GPS.
Yeah, but here's the thing: a Lamborghini. How much it costs a Lamborghini?
About a quarter of a million.
Yeah, I was gonna say hundreds of thousands.
Right. And people buy the story on Facebook. I don't even own a Kia.
Yeah, you. I think you just.
He doesn't even own a Matchbox Hot Wheel car.
Kia. We understood Kia.
Kia. Toyota.
Every third word. No, I love you to death.
Kia or Toyota.
Yes. All right. Back to your career. So, at 14, you're here. You're studying whatever, and then at 23, you start stand up, and you. How does Scarface wasn't your first movie?
Oh no.
Okay.
Remember when they were doing these gang movies called The Warriors in the late '70s?
Sure.
Late '70s, almost 80.
Yes.
80. I was going to live traveling in California in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And they were doing a movie called Gang, about Mexican gang.
Okay.
It was Robbie Benson. Remember Robbie Benson?
I remember Robbie Benson.
I did that one. I did Boulevard Nights. I did with Bill Murray with the Buffalo Room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I did a few movies before Scarface.
Oh, okay. I remember those well. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Remember the Buffalo with the Buffalo Room?
Yeah.
Like a court film.
I was high a good deal of that portion of my life. So, yeah, that was probably one I watched with my ex-husband all stoned out. Remember. All right, moving on. Hi. So let's talk about, all right, so you do Scarface in 83?
83, correct, yes.
Okay. And it's a notable film, obviously, and you have a long-standing friendship with Al Pacino, and someone who I want to bring up is Stephen Bauer.
Yeah.
He's like a close friend of yours, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very close. We're very close.
All right. So now I'm going to just, I'm going to be honest here. I remember Stephen Bauer when, before he was Stephen Bauer, he's Rocky, his name is Rocky.
Echevarria. He went about,
Echevarria, I'm going to say Echevarria, right? I used to watch as a kid, Que Pasa USA.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I did. I used to watch that all the time. Are you familiar with the show, Christy? She's looking at me.
Blank look on my face.
Blank look on Christy Miller's face. Well, you would have watched it because Rocky, I mean, you know, because I can't get that out of my head as because I was probably in my teens.
No, I remember that show. I never watched it because I didn't know how to pronounce it.
He was like a handsome dude.
It was like the Cuban Partridge Family.
Yes.
Were they all defected every episode?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was on that show and I remember watching. I was like a little girl crush on, well, a little girl crush on him. So you're so anyway.
When I'm missing out.
So
yeah,
I'm missing.
So you're gonna set that up,
so
Angel.
He got cast in Scarface and Marlon Brando, the producer.
Yes.
He said we gotta change your name because that was his first big
Rocky.
Movie.
Right. So they changed his name, but of all names,
to Stephen Bauer.
I mean, was that something he came up with? I mean, like, what the fuck?
Did he lose a bet?
I don't know. I mean,
were they trying to make him more Americanized for the film? Like, let's not have all these, like, we have Al Pacino, which already is, you know, you've got Al Pacino.
We have all these vowels
right,
in here. We need
Angel
a consonant.
Salazar. Stephen Bauer, ladies and gentlemen.
Rocky Echevarria.
Which is totally fine.
From Echevarria to Bauer. What a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Wow. I never understood it. I really must ask him about it. Whatever, I can't even put the words together.
Yeah.
I'll ask him when I see him.
Yeah, no.
like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Bauer!
have you guys seen the show? He's doing a show on Showtime called Ray Donovan.
He's on Ray Donovan now?
Yeah, he's
that's
part in
Ray Donovan. That's great.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joan Voight, is he in it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great show. I have not... Look, I don't watch TV. Yeah. I'm too busy with
I
the
love
comedy.
That he calls him Joan Voight. That's Caitlyn Jenner's twin.
Joan Voight?
Yeah, John Voight.
Yes.
That's cute.
So
yeah, and
so you guys are friends. You just had a reunion recently, right? Didn't you do the reunion of these, like a couple, was it a year ago maybe? Or
close to 2 years.
2 years ago that was, was a reunion?
Yeah,
Jesus.
They did a Blu-ray release
okay.
in LA. Yeah, the reunion.
I remember the pictures from that.
I saw out about a few weeks ago. He did a play on Broadway.
Yes.
Called China Doll.
We have this. We'll put this up. This is really wonderful. Why don't you look at that picture of
you
guys?
Oh, that's Carlitos Way. Yeah. Great
yeah.
photo. That's a great photo.
Yeah, that's a great photo.
I love
so
that
yeah,
photo.
He was in that play. What's the play again? I'm sorry.
China Doll.
Yeah, and you went the closing night, right? Didn't
yeah,
you go
the closing night. Yeah, yeah. I went to closing night. Yeah.
He's an amazing actor. Right.
Between you and me, the play wasn't that great.
Well, now between you, me, and the 8 listeners that we have.
But Al is such a great, fantastic actor that no matter what he does, he's going to fly.
Of course.
Because he was almost like a one-man show. He had a lot of lines, a lot of dialogue, because there was only 2 people in the show.
Right.
He's talking and the other guy is listening, and the other guy's got a few lines, dialogue, but very little. And unfortunately, it's the playwright, David Mamet, is brilliant.
Of course, yes.
You know, he did Glengarry Rose, remember?
Wait, say that again.
Glengarry Rose.
Glengarry
Rose.
Wonderful play. You see the movie? Al Pacino was great in the movie. You remember that?
Yes. Glengarry Ross was awesome.
Yeah.
Glengarry
Rose is a sister.
Glengarry Road was a great film. I know. Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Glengarry Ross.
Yes.
How you say it?
Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Glengarry Glenn Ross.
You know what I have to say? Wait. First of all, why is it? And this is not just you, Angel. Why is it that when you come from another country and you're here 40 some odd years, you still have a very thick accent? I ask this because
that's
I've...
Right.
What's that?
No, that's right, because Ricky Ricardo was here for a long time.
I know, what the hell?
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
It does explaining to
now,
do.
Now, I mean, because I figure if we were, like, in another country, like, if I went to Italy, I'm sure I'd pick up the Italian, you know, pretty quickly. I'm looking at you.
You'd pick up any Italian
I
pretty
would.
Quickly.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. That's why. Yes, of course. Why not? Yes, but I mean, you would have that accent, right? Why are you?
Not really.
I think you will have an accent, the English accent. I think you will, Gina.
Wait.
When you speak another language, I think that accent...
You would, right. Well, why hasn't it translated to you, no, you 40 pick, freaking
you wouldn't
years
pick up
here.
The Italian accent and you'd still keep...
No, I think you'd be immersed in the culture enough where you would, like, even my friend Susanna, I think you may...
Well, also, too, you got to remember, too, English has the most slang, and it's probably the hardest language to learn because there's so much slang.
40 years!
No, let me finish, hooker. Because there's so much slang, you can get away with murder. You can say it's very easy to like pick up every like third word or third syllable, especially with him.
I just want to yes, exactly.
No, but because you can get away with having an accent or speaking it incorrectly because people will always understand you somehow. Yeah. When you go to other countries, right. They're so the way of speaking is so proper and it's so, the rules are so tight. And
I'm not buying it, by the way. I'm not buying it.
No, yeah. I think. You always have an accent.
Eat a dick.
Yeah.
If you speak a different language, you're going to have an accent.
Listen, I'm just telling you, under the Trump regime, if you have an accent, you're out.
Yeah. The only accent we're going to have is a German accent.
Yeah.
Kriegen, kranken, stricken, krocken,
Heil. I don't know.
Talking about
that. What do you want? What do you want this picture? Up Heil. Heil. Higher?
I'm just saying feel the burn. Feel the burn. Feel the burn.
Love the burn.
All right, so...
Bernie Williams is my favorite baseball player.
Bernie Williams?
Well, yeah, he's a good baseball player.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
He, you know he plays guitar. He's a musician.
Yeah, he's a jazz musician. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a musician, yeah.
All right, so we're getting a little informed here.
Informed? I don't have an accent.
Honest
I'm not
to God,
informed.
I got about 2 hours sleep last night. Angel, how many hours did you get?
Oh, I slept a lot. I took one of those Avio PM.
Wait.
Yeah, and I slept like a baby.
Wait,
for the listeners out there, that's Advil PM.
Well, I thought it was
Avio PM.
I thought it was. I thought he said Abril. Abril.
April PM.
That's what I thought he said. Abril PM.
Avio PM.
You took an Advil PM.
What? Not one, I do like five.
If you took five, it's like wait, check it out, check it out. It's what time now? It is 12:04. Well, our time. It's yeah. So you've been up? Yeah. Oh, it's later than I thought.
I slept after the comic strip. Those two shows on Saturday. Me, Louis Remy, and the other comedians. We went to a party. Yeah, you guys know. You know Igby's.
Uh-huh.
Where they do a karaoke.
Right yes, over here, yes. Right? It's
right
on the east side.
That's where me, you, and what's-his-face from Pips and his wife, we went that night. Remember when we did the strip? We did
Pips.
Karaoke. You were loaded. Yeah, we know.
Guy from Pips.
That used to own Pips. What's his name?
Oh, Louis Torelli?
Yeah, him and the one with the Russian wife or the Ukrainian wife or wherever the fuck she's from. We went over to Igby's.
He doesn't remember.
He was drunk.
No. And Pips used to be owned by Ray Garvey, God bless his soul.
Right, right.
And then Louis Torelli, Italian guy that is in Florida now.
Right. There's some guy that was like involved with Pips or something.
Joey Gay.
No, not Joey Gay. He's fucking weird.
Wait, are you talking about Ray Garvey back in the day?
No, I don't know who this guy... He said something about Pips. I don't remember because I wasn't paying attention that much. But me, you, and his Russian wife, the young one, was like half his age. They had a baby. We went over after the strip.
God, I don't remember.
Well, you know.
That was some good wine that night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
that time was vodka.
What's the name of this? Oh, it was vodka. Mm-hmm. What's this name of the wine that you're drinking now?
Mira. This is called Frontera.
Frontera wine.
Frontera from Chile.
It's from Chile.
From Chile, yes.
Or if you're from the south, it's Chao.
Chao.
No, I'm from Chao.
Chao wine. We got the Chao wine. How much is it? Cinco Dolores.
No, I was asking you when I first came in earlier today about the radio show. This, you know, what
yes,
you do
what
here,
we're
right?
doing here right now.
It was how different from the radio show that me and Christy did last year.
Right. Okay. Well, let's get to that because you guys did a radio show last year, and it was you really enjoyed. How did you guys meet exactly? Obviously doing comedy, but how did
Comedy Store in Los Angeles?
The Comedy Store in Los Angeles.
How many years ago was this?
I'm gonna say at least 15.
15, right?
At least 15, 16 years ago.
You don't consider yourself you're kind of your own Sonny and Cher in a way.
we did Sonny and Cher that night.
You did?
When we did the karaoke. We brought the house down.
We did.
We brought the house down. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We did. We
now
did.
He remembers.
Right. Okay, so now...
We did.
He doesn't have like short-term memory. He's got long-term.
He's got selective-term memory.
Yeah. Before I go, you know...
Where are you going?
I got to tell you, no, before I forget. I was on Times Square... On Friday afternoon, you know how they have the superheroes with a costume.
And the backpacks, right? Yeah.
Shouldn't people be recognized if they're wearing a costume or something, right?
Right.
I was just dressed as myself. This lady came running to me, running with her cell phone. Can I take your pictures? I'm a fan. You look so cute in that TV show when you look up the sky and you go, "Boss, the plane."
She did not. Oh, my God.
He said, "You should sue the media. They were saying you died 20 years ago."
Yeah.
No, that was Jack Winter said you died 20 years ago.
Jack Winter
always has you in a car accident. It's like your third car accident.
Yeah. No, Christy, did you ever took a... No, Jack Winter said he lived underneath the Lincoln Center?
Yes.
Is there a house on there?
He's really hell-bent on this, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Jack is pulling our legs because he doesn't want us to know who he really is.
Yeah, remember...
Because he's probably in jail is probably where this guy's writing from.
Right. You remember the comedian Andy Kaufman?
Of course.
From Taxi,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
There was something similar to Jack Winter.
Tony Clifton,
mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You remember Jeff Scott from the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
The piano player?
Yeah, yeah.
I love him. He does Tony Clifton sometimes. He'll dress up as...
Oh, don't... Is he gay?
But Tony Clifton and that's okay. Couple were never together on
okay.
stage.
Oh, I got
never
you.
Together.
Okay.
Those two were never together. Only on photos.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you saying? You're never around when Jack Winter is? I have yet to
I never met Jack Winter.
All right.
I never met Jack Winter, but according to what I heard, Christy took a champagne bubble bath with him.
Well, he's lying.
He's lying. And we've never been to this infamous basement. Let's talk about the basement, okay?
Oh, the basement.
I want to talk about the basement. All right, one of the reasons that Angel is here today, because he owes me for the abuse, of the basement, in addition to being a world-renowned comedian, he's been on Facebook writing these crazy things, right? What's the deal with... J.J. Ramirez, a fellow comic, and the basement.
Well, I think Chris will remember. It all started with one joke I did about, I mentioned some black girl from California that she went to audition for J.J. at the basement for a 1:45 spot.
On a Tuesday.
A 1:45
a.m. It started off as a joke
spot,
about
right.
doing an audition in the basement for a 1:45 a.m. spot at Dangerfields on a Tuesday.
At Dangerfields.
And it started off as a joke like that.
And this girl went nuts. She went crazy.
And he went, did you do it? I heard you did an audition with J.J. Ramirez that he took you to the basement for a 1:45 a.m. spot at Dangerfields. And she went nuts.
Like nuts. Like, how
like,
can you?
How dare you? I work hard. I'm a real comic. And I'm like, I know who she is. She's not a real comic.
Okay. So this.
So she went crazy. So I said, well, you know what? There's something here. Let's keep going.
So took it. And we got Al Martin
involved on Broadway.
Yeah. So now it's in Broadway Comedy Club.
And you know what's so funny, Gina?
What's that?
I think Al gets a kick out of pulling. Out of putting Christy following JJ at the basement every time.
No, he loved it because Dina, his daughter, told me, she goes, you know, my dad puts you on after JJ every Thursday night as a joke because it's part of the basement joke. I said, I know.
Basement, you're following.
Because I'm following JJ in the basement.
So if you're ever at Broadway Comedy Club, like an 11 o'clock show, and JJ Ramirez happens to be there, Christy.
Nine times out of ten, I will be following JJ
following
in the basement.
In the basement.
But, yeah, but the joke was at 1:45 on a Tuesday night, and then you feel, how many people are there?
Zero.
Exactly. And yet you linked my name into this. Did you ever link Sheba Mason's name?
Oh, yeah.
I did, thank God. Unfortunately, she
didn't. Thank God. Thank God she was at the basement,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but she didn't get the joke. You had to explain it to her.
She didn't even respond because she probably doesn't know how.
Yeah, she was amazing. Yeah,
yeah. But anyway.
You're a big part of the basement joke.
I'm a big part of the basement.
We've roped you
and,
in.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'll take it. You know, look. So, guys, I mean, if you're friends with Angel on Facebook and you see these stories of Jack Winter, who is a mystery, and the basement is...
If you're friends with Angel Salazar on Facebook, just be prepared to be brought in on the joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Be prepared for the abuse and take it and laugh because it's funny.
That's right.
If you get offended, you should... not have internet access for the rest of your life. You should be locked in a basement with J.J. Ramirez at 1:45 a.m.
You see the picture that we have for J.J. in the basement? It looks like a serial killer.
Because he is.
He's a little frightening.
He's a little creepy.
He won't listen to this. He's a little frightening.
He's a little? Well, he is a little.
But wait, now did you guys ever fight over women in the clubs back in the day? Did you
tell
guys
him the story in Texas when he was there the week before?
All right, let's hear the story. Right,
the week after, tell that story.
Because there is this sort of weird rivalry or some weird thing with you and JJ, but go ahead.
I used to go to a comedy club in Texas, Florida, Miami, and follow JJ. And I say, which one of your waitresses slept with JJ Ramirez? Because whoever slept with JJ is the easiest one to get here.
And, oh, my God.
And I point to a girl, right? I point to her, you slept with JJ Ramirez? And she happened to have slept with JJ Ramirez. And with JJ Ramirez came back the following time, she go, you told Angel Salazar that I slept with you. I'm married. My husband is going to kill me. And JJ go, I didn't tell Angel shit. He's crazy. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I can see JJ doing that. Like, yeah. I didn't tell him shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a story, Christy?
That's a story. That's a story. Yeah, because like, which one of you slept with JJ Ramirez? Because you're the easiest one in the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, look up JJ Ramirez.
Or JJ.
Or don't.
or JJ. He don't even have Facebook, right?
He's not allowed.
So he don't know about
he
the
doesn't
basement,
know about
yo.
The basement. He doesn't know. I think. But,
don't
well,
you tell him? Don't you talk
wait,
to
I think
him?
I actually mention it.
Yeah,
him.
You asked
I do.
Him. He acts like he knows, but I don't think
he's
he
like,
knows.
He's like, oh yeah, that thing that Angel does. That Angel thing.
When I first started doing comedy at the comic strip, right? Remember Lenny Schultz? Lenny, the guy with the props? The go crazy Lenny?
I don't, but you do? Okay,
yeah.
Christy
so,
does.
He lived there in by the 59 Bridge by Dangerfield. And with his girlfriend named Sharon, right? So they go to California, and Sharon said, Angel, you can stay at my place, you know, here, well, you know, while we're gone. And within minutes, J.J. Ramirez, who was also an up-and-coming comedian, heard about it, so he crashed there too. Danny Stone, I don't know if you know
Danny Stone. Oh my God, there's
she
a
does.
Name blast in the past.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I'm just barely beginning to do comedy, and I'm sleeping, right? It's like 2, 3 in the morning, and I go, JJ, they sleeping, right? JJ, you got 5 minutes? Yeah, man, I got 5 minutes. And you got 10 minutes too? Yeah, Angel, go to sleep. I got 10 minutes. I go, Al Romero, does Al Romero got 10 minutes? What about Joe Vega? Joe Vega? Angel, how can I get 10 minutes? Fuck it, take my 10 minutes and shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Speaking of,
too, you know, she asked earlier, like, how we met. It was, like, way back in the day at the Comedy Store, that he was still living out here, and I was out there. I moved here in the beginning of 05 because I was opening for Mooney. So I came out here permanently in March of 05. Then, while I was working with Paul, Angel came in one night, and I hadn't seen him in, like 6, 7 years.
Right.
Okay.
And he came in to talk to Paul about punching up a script, the Cuban sandwich script.
Right.
Okay.
And we were like, oh, my God. It was like a big family reunion, so we became friends
like
on Facebook.
That's
absolutely.
When we really bonded, you
and
me.
Yeah, that's when we really bonded at Caroline's.
Yeah,
and,
Caroline.
And we went on Facebook, and ever since we were friends on Facebook, it just became, like, nonstop with us.
Yeah, right.
I want to actually go back to that time when you guys first met, and you did the Cher and the Sonny and the Cher thing. So what was that for the, because it makes perfect sense to me that you guys did that. What was that? Because she does an amazing.
Oh, the song that we
and
did.
You
did
can't,
yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, we,
what
I
did
have,
he do? What
well,
did you
I
do?
Did, well, him and I were both at the strip that night. And that was the night I crushed it and got banned at the same time.
Isn't that always the way?
It was
the
night
when
George Wallace was there.
George
it was
Wallace,
me.
Yeah.
It was George Wallace, Angel, me, Sherrod Small, and somebody else was there. No, it was just us. It was just us four.
JJ Ramirez was there too that night. JJ Ramirez was there.
JJ was there.
Yeah, he
was. Jack Winner there?
But
the
I don't
question.
Think he went on.
He didn't go on.
No, he went on the earlier.
Oh,
show.
The early show. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was there with us earlier.
Yeah.
So it was George opened the show. Sherrod was hosting. George opened. Or somebody was hosting.
Sherrod
crushed. I was on after Sherrod.
Yeah.
And I was doing a guest spot, and Tommy taped my set so Jeannie and them could watch.
Okay.
And I went on after Sherrod. George was awesome. Sherrod crushed. I went up. I had a great set. And then Angel closed the show and crushed. And it was such a magical night, you know, being with George, who was like my inspiration why I do stand up in the first place. It's the first
that's not Angel.
I ever saw.
No,
so he's the first
second.
Okay.
Yeah. No, when I was a little kid, I saw George Wallace at the San Francisco Big Laugh Off.
He's amazing.
Contest, because that's where I'm from. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like with legends, and Richie Tankin can't understand how all these big celebrity, big honchos know who I am, because I always tell people I'm the most famous, unfamous person you'll ever meet. Everyone knows me, but nobody knows me.
Well, now
and So I'm hanging out. And George is like, "What do you think of this line?" I'm like, "Oh, dude, you know, punch this up." So I'm like, I'm sitting here with George and Angel. Angel's my best friend. Angel's like my family. You know, I would do anything for him. I love him so much. And
aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm like with Angel, and there's George Wallace, and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is hilarious. This is insane." Oh, what's his face? Shit. Mike Britt was hosting the show that night.
Oh, it was Mike Britt.
Yeah, I love him. He's adorable. Mike
Britt. We were incredibly talented.
So funny. Mike and we Britt. Were like busting on each other back and forth. We were having more fun in the bar than they were in the show.
Yeah.
And so we all had a great set. And so we left. And we actually told George to go see you at Broadway to get him so he can work on his spot.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So me and Angel left with his friends.
Yeah, we went to Igby's.
And we went to Igby's. So we do Sonny and Cher. So I'm like, I signed us up.
We did the song, The Beat Goes On.
Yeah.
The Beat Goes On.
No, we did I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe. I Got You, Babe.
So it went up and I signed us up.
Which is perfect.
And
I Got You, Babe.
And I do, and so we go up, you know, Angel, and I'm wearing heels on top of it.
You're
so
tall
I'm even,
on top of tall.
Yeah, so Angel comes up to like my kneecap at this point. So we're doing Sonny and Cher, and the whole place, we just crushed the whole place.
Of course.
And with his accent, and then he starts singing it in Spanish, and then I'm laughing so hard I can't breathe. And we do it, but it was so much
was
fun.
Right.
But we have to do it. Like, next time we go on the road together, we have to close
have
the
to,
show
that
with
was,
that.
That
has to be our closer together.
Fun, yeah. And you sounded like Cher.
Yeah,
she
sing
does.
Just like her, yeah.
We have this like thing. Cher. You go ahead.
Yo, before I forget, we had the comic strip at the bar, right? And,
yes.
It's time to take a photo, right? It's
yes.
going to be you, me, and George Wallace. Just the three of us.
Yes.
I don't know why JJ jumped in the picture.
Yes.
And George Wallace go, "JJ, who asked you to be in this photo?"
No, he goes, "Who asked JJ to be in this photo?"
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even address him. Who said you could be in this picture?
Yeah,
oh,
remember,
my God, we
you
were
remember?
Crying
you remember?
Laughing.
Beating up on JJ.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
But that was a great time at Ibis with the... I Got You, Babe, with the song.
Uh-huh.
That was a great
that
time.
Was,
yeah.
we, when we go on the road again, we have to do that. We have to close our show with that.
We got to do the song, yeah.
It, like, you know, at the end when you do all your musical numbers, which is hilarious, we could end it. Like, we could do that to be the final one, and I can come back out. And
that's
we could do
great.
Sonny
that's
and
nice.
Cher.
That's a good idea. And, yeah, because, I mean, my height is perfect for Sonny. Right?
Oh, my God,
absolutely.
It's beyond perfect.
No, you guys are perfect
Would you wear a wig? Would you wear a black wig?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, you're
talking to a professional Cher person.
And I always thought, I always thought I did a really good Cher impression until I met you, and then it's like, I now do Cher as you do, like, you...
She's doing me
I'm
doing Cher.
Right. So, I don't know, how did this happen? I want to just digress.
Yeah.
We have this thing... where we do Cher as if she was an owl. And, like, it's just... imagine Cher as an owl, like a very all-knowing Cher owl. And then just, you know, say... I'll let you do it first, and then I'm going to just sort of chime in. It's just the weirdest, and I just think she's the perfect sort
of... We were
of
sitting
owl-y
at Broadway Comedy Club in the office. It was me, you, and Dina Marie. And we're sitting there, and we're doing Cher back and forth, because I do Cher. It's a signature in my act. Gina just, I don't know how she came. She goes, "I wonder what Cher would be like if she was an out." Like, oh, she asked me, "Have you ever done Cher as other characters? Can you do it?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'm sure I could." You go, like, "I always wonder what Cher would be like, I don't know, as an owl." And I'm like, "An owl? All right, so."
I don't even know why.
I don't know where she came from that, but it was hilarious. And I'm like, "Owly who?
Who?
That's
who?
Funny.
Who? Who, do you believe in owl after who?
That's
who? Who? Owly who chance.
Who are you?
Who? I don't know why.
So and it became the stupid thing that we do at
all
Broadway
the time.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta have something.
Who do you know?
Take me who?
Oh.
Take me who?
Christy.
Huh?
Tell Gina about... We did a radio show. We had the worst impressionist of all time.
Oh, my God.
You had the worst impressionist of all time?
Pretty much. Angel and I did this radio show on this crappy wannabe, never going to happen spot that talked up Angel the Storm. And so we go to this office down on 33rd near Madison Square Garden. It's like a really tragic tech, like cubicle type office. And it was, you know, she's trying.
Okay.
Completely unprofessional. Nothing ever worked. Everything was always unplugged or not connected. So Angel would go out of his way to bring, like, all these really cool people on the show. So he goes, "Christy, mira, check it out. I have the world's greatest impressionist coming to the show. So this guy comes in, we all meet, and I'm like, this guy's an impressionist? All right. Yeah. I'm like, you know, oh my God. And then he goes out, and I don't realize it. And he's out, and he calls into, because it was a live radio show. So the guy calls in trying to be like Joe from Brooklyn, talking
Italian
about
guy, Italian
an
guy.
Italian he's guy from Brooklyn, yeah. Like Joey. And like, Angel's hey, like, oh,
but he's, so, but he's terrible.
So Angel's like, okay, if you're an Italian guy from Brooklyn, why do you sound Chinese? And we all died laughing.
Sound Chinese.
It sounded like a Chinese guy trying. And this guy was he Puerto Rican or Dominican?
Spanish guy.
He was a Spanish guy from the Bronx, but he was sounded like a Chinese guy doing a Brooklyn
and
accent.
And then he come back to the studio and he said, okay, maybe that expression wasn't good. I go, can you do a black guy? Yeah, I can do a black guy. And he sounded like who? Like the guy from Chips from the TV show?
Oh, he sounded like Eric Estrada from Chips. I'm like, you sound like Eric Estrada doing a black guy.
Perfect.
He did five impressions. No, no,
and then he
world.
Tried to do Tony Montana.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, that doesn't even sound like Hannah Montana, let alone Tony Montana.
And then
we're crying. So we start ripping him because that's what we do.
Right.
That's what you have to do. You've got to blast it out. And everybody's dying. The guy got so mad, he stormed out.
He stormed out. And he was telling our sound technician guy that we're using for sound.
That he wasn't prepared. He doesn't.
But no, did he honestly think he?
Didn't even give me a chance to prepare anything. And I'm like, dude.
Dude, if you're an impressionist, right.
You're always prepared. If you're doing a live radio show, you have to prepare. Yeah, like, what are you talking about? We didn't give you a chance. I'm like, we were laughing so hard.
He never came back. I wanted him to come back.
You wanted just to make fun of him?
No.
or to give him a chance.
That would have been a good thing. No, running back.
But the thing is, it's
hilarious. I think you bring him back.
But at first, I thought Angel brought him in because it was so bad, it was funny.
Right, that's
and that
great.
Was like one of our best episodes that we did.
It was awesome.
The bad impression guy.
The guy who thinks he's the best.
Where is he now? Do I know him?
And he was so offended. Nobody knows him.
He does Tony Montana, Pacino, right? And Roberta Pacino was on the line.
Yeah, Roberta called.
That sound like your brother? She goes, no, I don't think so.
She said, I don't know what that guy sounds like, but it's not my brother.
Right, that actually brings up a point. Does Al have a favorite guy that does impressions of him? Because, you know, there's a lot of guys.
There's a lot of people. You know who does a really, really good impression of him? It's Casey Spacey. The guy from Usual Suspect, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Kevin Spacey, yes.
Kevin Spacey. Wait,
it took me about five tries, and then I realized he said Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yeah.
At first I thought he was saying Casey Kasem.
So did I. I thought he said Casey Kasem.
Then we translated
where
the
is
same.
It? Okay.
Kevin Spacey, that I good one. Also, they did for a couple years ago, the American Film Institute.
Yeah.
A tribute to Al
Pacino. The AFI, yeah.
And George Lopez did him.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
suit.
Hilarious.
Yeah, very good too.
Yeah, actually, Craig Gass, you guys know Craig?
Yeah.
Craig Gass, he does a pretty...
Oh, really?
That's a pretty good Al Pacino. Okay, let's. I want to talk about something recent, actually. If you want to talk about it, TMZ.
TMZ, yes.
$31.
$31.
Child support.
Child support.
Spend a lot on your children.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, shower with gifts.
This is, you know, I wake up every morning and I check my email. And I wake up this one morning and it's like, I don't know, special bulletin. I don't know what. Blast from TMZ. Angel Salazar arrested. Where is this, Arizona?
Yes.
At the Laugh Factory in Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. $31. And all it, you know, this is so fucked up. This is all I'm thinking is, wow, good for Angel. He's getting some publicity. How shitty. Like, I mean, I really felt like where my mind went. Like, it's
a
horrible, but I mean, what the hell happened?
Story.
It's a great story. It's a great story. But who fucking gets arrested for $31, honestly.
But my first hit was, knowing him so well, I'm like, all right, who photoshopped this? And I thought it was like a Jack Winner thing.
Like you were
creating this funny story, and then everybody's texting me and sending me, and I'm like,
okay.
The girl that, I fathered her daughter, right? She lived in Phoenix.
You fathered her daughter.
Yeah, fathered
her
daughter. And she lived in Phoenix, and I just warned for my arrest. For $5,000. For $5,000, right? So, because of the child support, only because I was negligent, not calling the judge back and not going to the hearings.
To the hearings.
You know, when you get a traffic ticket, if you don't go, there's a warrant, right?
Of course.
Yes.
So, but I told her, listen, I'm performing at the Laugh Factory. I like to see Zoe, my daughter. And you're not going to call the cops, right? Because the cops aren't going to come there unless they know I'm there.
Right.
Well, she called the cops last night, and you know, see my ass, the last part that I do, leave the stage, she says, I'm dressed as Tina Turner with a miniskirt.
Yes.
And oh, my God. That actually sounds like a Ricky Ricardo thing to happen.
And I do. So the cops are waiting for me upstage. Dress. Right? Yeah. They're waiting for me to stage. The audience doesn't know what the hell is going on. They think it's part of the show. There's two cops there waiting for me.
Right.
So the cops waited until I got done. And I said, you know, he goes, you know why I'm here? Why we're here? I go, yes, I know. But you're going to take me in? He said, well, no, we're going to let you change. You're not going to take you to jail. You're not Tina Turner.
With a skirt on, you're doomed.
You're
man-meat
now,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, but Tina's, he's done for.
Yeah, he's wrecked.
He's done.
So, that was it. But the funny thing about the $31 is this, true story.
Okay.
The court registered the last payment that you do.
Okay.
It's a register, well, right?
Okay.
Well, the last payment that I did was a couple years ago from SAG, from the union, when they show a movie on TV, whatever, you get a residual.
Right.
And some of that go to the girl, right?
Well, right. To your daughter.
To my daughter. Well, the residual was, or the total was like $100 something, so she only got $31 out of that. So that was a big mistake.
I see. Well, okay, so it's a big, so is everything rectified now?
Yeah, everything is fine. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think whatever the amount is, you owed like $5,000. That's what you owe, $5,000?
No, but that was paid off.
It was paid off. Right, but I think it was like to be called on that, I just think that was like a shitty thing.
I got a lot of mileage out of that.
You did. I think it was a shitty thing to have happened to you.
It was a blessing in disguise.
It was a blessing.
Jobs. I got jobs.
You got a shitload of jobs because of that. Negative. That's what I said. It's the best publicity to get.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to store some up for myself.
Can we get... I
owe $29.
Can they hear us in Europe, in Romania?
Wait, what?
Can they hear us in Europe, France, Romania, Italy?
Can they hear us? Yes, they will.
If you yell loud enough, they will.
Right, and if you enunciate, they will. Yes. Yes, they'll hear us because this will air, and then we have it available on iTunes. So if people want to download the episode, they can just hear it whenever they want.
I want to give a shout out to a Romanian girl. Her name is Alina.
Alina.
She got more than $31.
Okay.
No. No, she's a great granddaughter of Dracula, the guy from Transylvania.
Well, wait a minute, she's the great great granddaughter of Count
Dracula.
Count
Dracula, yeah.
Like the legitimate Count Dracula.
Yeah.
Oh, so there might be a couple of greats in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Alina,
how did you meet her?
Remember?
Not really. I don't remember a lot.
Christy is an expert on sports. When it comes to sport, she knows what's up.
She does. Well, she's a fitness expert.
What's the name of the guy from the football player from Notre Dame that had an imaginary girlfriend?
I remember that.
Oh, God. Shit.
He's with San Diego now.
Yeah, he's with the Chargers. Yeah,
I remember that story.
Like Hawaiian, Samoan, something like
that.
Yes. I see his face. I can't remember his name.
My story when it comes to Alina is also the same thing. I never met her. She's an imaginary girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So we're sending a shout out to the imaginary Alina from Romania.
But you got to remember the name of the football player.
I'm trying to. I see his face. I remember the story. I remember him crying and... You know, the what's his name?
I can't remember, Jim.
But you remember
the
story, right?
Are you Googling? Can you Google, Jim?
Jim, we don't have time for Googling.
All right.
I mean, people can look it up. The imaginary Samoan girlfriend thing. I remember it, though. I want to get to something else, too. Okay, let's talk about can we talk about Yayo for a minute? Yayo.
Wait. We'll talk about Yayo, but listen, before I forget, okay. I have a very short memory.
I know.
ADD. Mira. When I first met Gina...
He's like the only guy saying Mira lately. Yes.
She was working for beautiful Caroline.
Caroline Hirsch.
And Gina is sitting at one of my shows. I said she started working there. And I'm near the side. I can't see too far.
Right? Yes, I remember.
And I see her with dark hair. I go, hello, Caroline.
Yes.
You're here? You're here. Remember
that? Yeah, I remember that, actually.
And
I
go, no, Caroline's not here, but Gina is.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember?
Yeah, in certain lighting, I guess I could, you know, at the time, you know, I resemble Caroline a little bit. You know, back then.
Yeah,
Yeah, but we go back a long time. Yay, yo.
Yeah, yo, let's talk about Yayo.
All right, so, all right, what's the guy's name?
Manti Te'o, that's it.
Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
So
he's Samoan.
he really believed that he had this girlfriend, but she didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
She was not real, right?
Right.
That's kind of like my boyfriends. They don't even exist when they do exist.
Exactly. Like my father. Good night.
Good night. Oh, that's our time.
We're going to talk about you, but before I forget, I was messing with Gina in Facebook about she sold some joke to some people, some girls, and the girl want to give the joke back.
Yes.
And her money back, and Gina go, listen, I don't even want my own fucking joke.
I don't want my joke. Yeah, keep that shit. Yeah, keep it. All right.
Okay, yeah,
yo. All right, so, first of all, Nancy Reagan passed away.
Good.
R.I.P., but Just Say No. Let's go to Just Say No.
Yeah.
Her case, Just Say No and die. Good night.
Yeah, oh my God, that's mean.
Good, so is she.
Look, this, you know, there's only, you know, Bob, she can be mean. I'm going to be neutral about this.
Who's
I'm just going to say, Just Say No. Okay, so Just Say No. You're doing coke for how? Yayo. First of all, yayo? Is that what? Yayo?
Yayo is a slang from the 80s to call cocaine.
Is it?
Yayo.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And some people spell, if you notice Christian on Facebook, some people spell it different all the time. The way I spell it is Y-E-Y-O.
Right.
Yayo. Some people say Yayo. Y-A-Y-E.
Right. I always thought it was Y-E-Y-O. Not Y-A-Y-O.
Y-E-Y-O. Yayo. Yeah.
Yayo.
But some people spell it different. Yeah. So in the 80s, that's how the word came up.
Okay.
From Scarface.
Now, do you still party from time to time?
Well, I haven't done cocaine in a long time.
Okay.
What time is it?
Not that hack joke.
It's time.
It's time.
Not that hack joke.
I haven't done it in.
Oh my God!
Since yesterday.
What is your oldest cocaine joke, Mohawk? I don't like cocaine.
I just like the way it smells.
How many times do you have to hear that?
You are lucky to be alive. Aren't
that's
we all
right.
from the 80s?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, because
right.
you were talking on
but,
someone's. Go ahead.
But listen, in the 80s.
Yes.
Christy, the comedy store was a cocaine den for comedians.
Well, in the back of the comedy store, there's
a mirrored table
that two little short benches that everybody would sit at, and Kinison and they would like pile coke, like it looked like a mound, and they just divide it up. That was their spot.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of cocaine. I remember before Jim Carrey before he became big, just regular Jim Carrey, me and Sam Kennison are upstairs in the office up there, Mr. Shaw's office, and we're doing some yayo, right? And there's a bang on the door, and it's Jim Carrey. And who is it? It's me, Jim, a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. And Sam goes, we don't need no nice guy.
I'm a nice guy? Oh, my God.
Jim Carrey had a great joke, I don't know if you remember, about he called Betty Ford Center for rehab. The Betty Ford Center?
Oh, wait, let me translate for the
people. Betty Ford Clinic.
The Betty Ford Center, for those that are...
It's the Betty Ford Clinic.
Is it? But yes. Wasn't it the center?
No, it's the clinic.
It's the clinic?
Because
okay.
It's in the slang in California, it's
oh,
called
it's
the clinic.
Oh, the
yeah.
Betty
clinic,
Ford...
It's Betty.
And, all right, we're going.
And
okay.
She said, and Betty answered the phone, which is kind of unusual. Kind of unusual. And Betty said, well, for starters, you have to come in with $5,000. Put down $5,000. You go, Betty, if I had $5,000, why the fuck would I be calling you?
Exactly. You'd be getting some more blow. Have you ever had any, to be serious, have you ever had any, like, brushes with, you know, it's, like, you really, like, could have, I'm not going to say OD'd, but, like, some pretty scary events with the use of drugs? And you haven't done it for a while now, so.
If you go to the,
24
you know Coco
hours
Diaz.
Ago.
You know Coco Diaz?
Joey Coco Diaz, Uncle Joey. I've known Joey forever. I love Joey Diaz.
He did a reenactment of what happened to me in Rochester at a club in Rochester, and he told the story to Joe Rogan.
Yes, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, word by word.
Word by word.
Great story, because it's true. It's true. I don't know. To this day, I believe somebody put a Mickey V on my drink.
And
between shows.
Okay.
Because what happened is this. I did a great show on Saturday night, standing ovation, first show. Second show, I'm nowhere to be found, right? I was in the green room, the door is locked, and they knock on the door. Angel. And they finally broke with a knife, the door. They say, I was there, right?
Right.
And that I have blow on my nose,
oh,
and cocaine on my nose. And I opened the door, and the owner of the club goes, Angel, the show. You are you ready for the show? And I go, what show?
You were that out of it.
Yeah, and watching the internet, Joy Coco telling Joe Rogan the story.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
Okay, so this is on the internet.
It's a great story because it happened for real.
Are you taking care of yourself when you're not drinking the Frontera wine at 2 o'clock in the afternoon
Juan
that you brought?
Frontera,
that he brought himself.
Chilito, Juan Frontera.
Take me, who? Why are you drinking Frontera wine?
Frontera.
No, it's a very cheap wine. It's a part of the Obamacare, you know.
What do you see happening now? You got the TMZ notoriety, a little infamy with that situation, and you did parlay that into a couple of jobs. Are you touring now? Are you guys going to do something together?
We got to do something more often, right?
Yeah, we have to. It's been a while since Angel and I worked together.
Yeah.
Have you ever done Shakespeare?
Shakespeare?
He wouldn't be able to understand it.
No, I just...
Well, like to, you know, when no bitch, man.
That's why
to
I...
To be or not like to be.
To be. Check it out.
Check it out. Shakespeare.
You know what? I think it's actually... I think he would have made a great puck in the day.
Yeah,
right?
Puck,
don't you think?
A hockey puck?
Midsummer Night's Dream. He knows. Did you ever do that scene for Lee Strasberg's acting institute? I'm sorry.
You know who was a great Spanish Shakespeare actor? Raul Julia.
Raul, of course.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you could really understand that guy.
Yeah, right. You
could
really understand that guy.
He's speaking your
language, man. Yeah, he's speaking a language. So, no, but Christy, you mentioned the script that he was going to punch up with Paul Mooney, right? What happened with that?
No, we're still working on it. And
okay.
Cuban sandwich. It just has the bread. We just put the mayonnaise on.
That's right.
All
right,
so you're working on that still.
We're still, trying to get out there. Al Pacino's people have the script.
Good.
So they're looking into it. So we'll see, you know.
Now, you wrote the script, right?
Yeah, me and Julian Saul, my co-writer.
Okay.
As a Jewish kid from here, from New York, we wrote it together.
All right. And so this is over a period of years that you did this?
Yeah.
Very serious project, or is it kind of a serio-comic look? What is the story? A little bit.
The best way I can describe it is a gangster comedy flick. Around the ballpark of 1958, whatever.
Okay.
Some Like a Hat.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
Some Like a Hat with the two guys running from the mob.
Yes.
And they drink
I love
like
that
green.
Movie.
Right.
Yeah. It's something like Around the Ballpark like that. Gangster comedy flick.
That's good. I wish you a lot of success with that. It sounds like a good idea.
And if you get done, Christy, you got the part, baby.
Thank you.
Check it out.
And this time you have to sleep with nobody for this part.
Finally.
No basement forays into the basement
no
with J.J.
Basement.
Ramirez.
Oh, God, J.J. Ramirez.
Hey, Christy, what? In your Facebook photo album, that picture you dressed like a cheerleader, is that the Dallas Cowboy?
Yes, that was Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christy's got it going on.
Yeah,
Christy. You know, right? Her body's like, slamming body.
Yeah. Oh, there's a picture of Christy doing the workout in the gym, right? You see all this muscle, right?
Right.
And I go, this is Christy getting ready in case when she auditioned for J.J. Ramirez, he gets fresh. He gets fresh. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You could take J.J. Ramirez with one hand. You can really just,
He's built like a little bitch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he's creepy, though. I love him, but he's creepy.
Well, yeah.
No, he's a nice guy. I love it, JJ.
I love him to pieces.
You don't understand why he still had the mullet haircut.
The mullet, yeah.
Oh,
he's got a mullet.
He said the mullet. The show's hilarious based on your mispronunciations.
Yeah. Mullet.
Yeah.
Isn't that from
the mullet rouge?
Right.
What year was that?
The early 80s.
The early 80s.
The early 80s.
The mullet. I like it.
If you had the haircut, that means you live in a trailer park, right?
Yes. He cleans the trailer park.
Wow. yeah, he's great. He was part of my sketch comedy group called El Barrio USA. We go, he's great.
I mean, you're really...
No, I love JJ. Yeah. JJ's, he takes so much abuse.
He does.
So much abuse, that guy.
He does, and he's a good sport about it.
Oh, he lets it roll. He's like, that angel and those jokes, whatever.
You told me one night a story, Christy, about you and Gina go to a diner around the corner from a Club Broadway.
Yeah.
And you see in there, and JJ, who's coming in? JJ, you go... Gina, JJ's here. Let's go. Is that true? Is that true?
Gina and I were leaving Broadway, and we're walking out, and JJ's walking in. I'm like, hurry up. Let's get out of here. JJ's here.
Is that what it is?
So we ran down to the diner.
We hide from everybody, though, when we go out.
Yeah.
We have only a few minutes. So where are you appearing in the next? I mean, this will air tomorrow. You'll the folks on WROM radio will hear it. And then, so, you can give us some advance dates. Where are you going to be?
This weekend, I'm doing a birthday party for Willie Asbury. Black comedian, Willie Asbury, a birthday party. And then, I don't have any big gig.
You're not doing, like, the Borgata, or you're not going to be in, like,
No, Jesus Christ. I was banned for the, I was at Borgata for 5 years. I got banned from there.
And that's then, a whole other story.
It's a whole other episode. You know,
but, I was at the Tropicana the last time.
Right.
I was in the city, but, you know, Bob Kepa, they closed.
Okay.
They closed the comedy store. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They closed, yeah. And, no, I'm going to be doing, Florida, the first weekend.
Okay.
The 8th and 9th in Florida at a place called the Black Box.
The Black Box in
used
Florida.
Used to be, matter of fact, used to be the club that Al Martin used to own in Boca Raton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. New York
so
Comedy Club.
Okay, so, all right. So you'll be down there the April?
In April, yeah. Okay. First weekend in April, yeah.
All right, good.
The Black Box.
And where can people, your Angel Salazar on Facebook, what, and then you don't really tweet. I mean, I don't know what those tweets would be like, actually, if Angel was tweeting.
They would probably look a lot like shares. They wouldn't make any sense, and a lot of emojis.
Yeah, and a lot. He'd be like, yayo, yayo, and there'd be a lot of Jack Winner stuff.
A lot of Jack Winner, yeah.
But your actor, Angel Sala, you're actually, your Twitter is actor_AngelSala. Like, it's almost like somebody stopped the...
In Twitter? That's my
name? Yeah. Oh, you got to change that.
I didn't even know who opened up for me.
Yeah, I know. It must have been done in the wee hours.
I got to go check it out.
That's a mess.
No, hey.
Yes.
Christy, where are you going to be this week? Are you back at the Broadway?
Yeah,
I don't have any more spots at Broadway. I'm actually going to Atlanta for a few days.
To Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you realized there was like a slight glitch in the sound, and then we sort of cut off for a second. We've been having some technical difficulties. I'm here with comedian Angel Salazar, no longer with Christy Miller because of the technical difficulties. She had to go, and we are back, and fortunately we recorded on iPhone, which is now, it's a whole long story. Anyway, we're here. And we have a few minutes to update you on where... Angel, you were going to thank a friend of yours.
Yes,
a shout out.
My friend, my technician friend, is Grace, friend from California, Los Angeles, Mexicali, Trinidad. He recorded all my radio shows with Christy Miller.
Okay, so I'm going to translate.
Yes.
Mexicali, Trinidad.
Yes.
Right.
He came from California a couple of weeks ago to see the Al Pacino plays on Broadway.
With you, yes,
yeah,
I saw the photos.
And you met him at the Broadway Club.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah,
Brian's a bigger guy.
Bigger guy. You met him, right?
Yeah. He doesn't sell drugs, right?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
No.
I'm joking. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yes?
Now that your voice sounds so sexy.
It sounds so sexy.
And we're alone.
We're alone. No more Christy Miller.
No. Will you play Misty for me?
I will play Misty for you.
The first time I ever saw your face.
We gotta really liquor him up some more.
That's Misty. Play Misty for me. Yes.
No, the first time ever.
That's Roberta Flack.
That's Roberta Flack
from the movie Play Misty for Me.
Okay, but so they played Roberta Flack in Play Misty for Me
in the song in the movie. Yes,
that may be true, Jim.
She's walking.
Okay, but I don't know.
She's walking down the beach.
She's rocking down the beach.
No, Clint Eastwood's walking down the beach.
Walking.
Not the beach. The beach.
Either way, it's wrong. We got to say goodbye. I'm so glad that you were here through the 95 technical difficulties that
have happened
in the last 4 hours. Thank you, Angel Salazar, Christy Miller. Again, thank you, Jim Verne, and all of you folks at WROM Radio in Detroit. Internet users worldwide, subscribe. You're listening to the Red Light Podcast Redux. Subscribe on iTunes. Follow us, Red Light NYC. On Twitter, I'm Savage in the City. Pics on Instagram, Savage in the City on Twitter. Thanks again. Thank you, Jim Verne.
Say hello to my little friend.